Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Think there's something important and worthwhile to do, but you're just not ready for it? Well, maybe you shouldn't give up on it quite so fast. Consider this example from the Bible. Moses was out in the mountains tending sheep when it suddenly comes to him that he should free the children of Israel, his countrymen, from slavery in Egypt. This sounds crazy. He's a shepherd, for heaven's sake, not a politician, government official, or military leader. But he feels this divine impulse telling him he can do it, not with personal ability or power, but with divine power. As the Bible depicts it, he asks, "Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And God gives him this answer, "Certainly I will be with thee." The power of good we associate with God will be right with Moses. But he still isn't convinced, thinking he's not eloquent enough. But again, he hears that voice of God saying, "I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." He also gets other evidence of divine power right at hand, power he can count on as he frees people from slavery. He does, of course, take on the challenge, and, although problems arise, with the power of good at hand, Moses overcomes them all, and his countrymen are freed. May we today hear that divine voice saying, "Certainly I will be with thee," and leading us to success. Amen.